you're hearing this, it's probably a Monday. And if it's if Monday finds you anything like me, fantasy kicked your ass this week. Well, let's get to that in a second. Let's talk about some fun stuff. We'll recap the old weekend and, you know, just talk about it all. Notice I'm not wearing my Raider hat. Last week I had my Raider hat on Monday. They were the 1-0 Raiders. I guess the best thing I can say is they're still the first place Raiders in week two, which I don't remember when they were in first place this late in the season. but only because the Chargers lost again. Denver found a way to lose again. And while the Chiefs won, looking not so great, they're tied with the Raiders, 1-1. Woohoo! 500. I'll take it. Who knows? This might be the last week we're 500 for the rest of the season. Man, just some interesting stuff going on. Fantasy is, I mean, it's interesting to do it. And I'll tell you why I don't do it and why I haven't done it before this year for many, many years. The highs and the lows are just crazy. I mean, in the fantasy league from last week, I came on here afterwards and, you know, was talking some smack in the, you know, in the group chat about how, you know, I was going to steamroll the whole league basically because I scored the most points. I think my team scored the least points this week, and that is fantasy. But isn't that life? Isn't that like the hobby also? You know, sometimes you're riding high and sometimes you're riding low. So Vadim, the bagel guy, he kicked my ass. And he kicked my ass even with – he has Eckler, and Eckler was injured. But, you know, sometimes you could have the right strategy, and it doesn't work. I was in two drafts this year, and in both of those drafts, I was sent an email by Yahoo and CBS Sports at the end of the draft giving me A-plus grades. Not A's, A-plus grades. And they tell you, like, you made this pick here, and that pick was, you know, 27 picks beyond the average draft. That was the steal of the draft, and this was the that, and blah, 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 and you got value in every round, and your team is scheduled to score more points than any other team in the league, and blah, 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 blah. You get all that stuff, and you could put the, you know, your strategy into motion. But when the games are played, there are variables. There are things that happen, and now I've had four games, two in each league, and I have won one of them. So I'm 0-2 in the league that I was, ooh, I'm going to run away with this league. Yeah, okay. And 1-1 in the other league. So I've talked about fantasy. This won't be a fantasy episode, but I have to kick it off like that just because nobody cares about your fantasy team. But the fun, like, lessons learned from fantasy, a couple things. Number one, you can plan your work and then work your plan. But when there are variables like injuries and, you know, game situations and you name it, you could have the best stuff on paper. It just doesn't always work out that way. It's interesting how that goes. I mean, you have the most talented young quarterback, but if they don't have the, you know, the stuff around them, and I'll get into that in a second, it might not be, you know, it might not work out. It might not be the best investment. And we're going to talk about young quarterbacks in a second, hence the topic, young quarterback prospect in the hobby. The other thing, fantasy, man, you get kicked in the nads, man. You get kicked and you got to get up and just, you know, reset your lineup for next week. One of the matchups in our league came down to less than 1 point with last night. And of course, Nick Chubb, the team that lost by less than a point had Nick Chubb. They also had Deshaun Watson. And you're like, oh, they're going to win. Even with Nick Chubb down, they're going to win. And they come up just less than half, like less than a point between them and winning. And boom, lose by less than a point. You're like, oh, come on. And they had one of the better scoring teams of the week. So, based on who they were playing also determined their loss. If they were playing me, they would have destroyed me and they'd be 2-0. But instead, it's just not the way that the ball bounces. And I talk about that, right, because that is one of the fun, interesting things that go on in the hobby, and in sports that – makes this very different than almost any other, you know, what we're going to call alternate asset classes, right? I mean, you know, you want to talk about sneakers. All right. I mean, with the exception of, you know, Yeezy and his nonsense, you know, impacting the value of those shoes. I mean, a shoe is a shoe is a shoe. You know, you get off-field stuff, I guess. You know, Michael Jordan could come out and do something silly. But it's not dependent on week by week by week and, you know, all these crazy stuff and injuries and you name it, your Rolex, you know, I mean, people invest in Rolexes, people invest in like bourbons and, you know, fine wines and you name it. There's, you know, there's, it's a very interesting thing that we have chosen to, you know, consider a quote unquote alternate asset class. So let me start off. We'll get into the cards now because I don't want to delve too deep into the compare and contrast of different alternate asset classes. The next thing you're going to hear from me is how wines have variability also because the different terroir for the wines are impacted by the amount of rain, the season, the picking time, when they have to pick, early picks, you know, and that's going to impact the, you know, the kind of wine you get year to year and people invest in them. So we don't need to get into that. There are variables in other asset classes too before I get some fun little DMs from the wine folks. Hobby, quarterbacks. Let's start off with this. To anyone that was upset by my story posts, my tongue and cheek story posts that were saying, anybody who tries to sell you a Sam Howell card or a Desmond Ridder card this week is not your friend. That's the post. I got a lot of DMs, a lot. And like people coming after me, like attacking me. I got one doofus posting a story about like my NFTs, like really going at it. I mean, and the funny thing is that, you know, this child, I actually had like, you know, what I thought was a positive discourse with them on, you know, on DM and, you know, back and forth, made some good arguments. They made some good arguments and then, you know, it devolves. There are businesses here. Some people treat this as an industry, not as a hobby. Now, to those of you who are listening to this, and this is a foreign concept because you're just out there trying to complete your low grade 1963 Topps baseball set, this conversation might not be for you. We'll get to you in a minute, I guess. You know, it's an interesting conversation. And I'll give this one person that I had the back and forth with a lot of credit. Tried to compare and contrast someone selling young quarterbacks when they're hot to an LCS selling wax. And saying, you know, hey, are you friendly with your LCS? I happen to be friendly with the owner of my LCS. Sure. And the comparison was made. It's almost an eye-opener. It was, well, are you going to be friends with your LCS next week? And I said, probably. He says, well, he's going to sell you cards this week. You're going to open up cards this week that you know are probably going to lose. You're going to lose on those cards. But you're still going to be friends with them next week, even though he's clearly selling you something that you know going in and he knows going in is most likely going to have less value for you next week. I had to think about that. It doesn't make my post wrong. It maybe makes me think that I should stop buying so much wax, though. So I give this guy credit for that. It was a creative argument, definitely eye-opening. But here's my point, guys. My point. You have to remember last week, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Let's run through the list of guys that people were high on. And let's just put Kyler Murray like right on top of that list, right? Let's run through the list of quarterbacks that, you know, are playing in this league that, you know, after a couple of weeks were hot, had a couple of good performances, and boom, you know, the masses come in to buy. That's when you sell. If you happen to be smart enough to hold on to, you know, some of these cards or I don't want to say smart enough. If you happen to have these cards, now's the time to kind of unload them. And I should have Black Jaded Wolf on. I'll reach out to you, Sharon. We'll get you on because she's the best at this. And we'll tell you, you know, like week six, if they're 6-0, boom, you got to sell them. Whether it's Matt Ryan or, you know, Jalen Hurts or whoever it is, that's usually the time to maximize. So, you know, a lot of variables go into it, just like fantasy, right? I mean, you know, you got to look at the weapons, the schedule, the whole deal. I will tell you to loop fantasy back in. I drafted Kyle Pitts. I did. I'll tell you, I drafted Kyle Pitts. And I'm expecting so much out of him. He sucks. Like, they don't even use him. I mean, you would think that he would be out there and, you know, scoring. He looks like a wide receiver. And, you know, they'd be utilizing him. They don't utilize him. Drake London week one had nothing, but he had a good week this week. Desmond Ridder. There's one that I mentioned, right? So we have Desmond Ridder. Does he have good weapons around him? Sure. Sam Howell, does he have good weapons around him? Sure. They both definitely do. What are you expecting out of those guys? So let's look around. Sam Howell is in a very, very difficult division. All right? He's got to play the Cowboys. And he's got to play the Cowboys twice. Because you play your division team twice. All right? Let's look at what he's done so far. And guys, fun stuff. Sam Howell, if you're a Sam Howell guy, I apologize. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to use some rational thought process here, okay? Because I don't just drop a story and say, all right, now's the time, you know, blah, blah. Here's the fun of it, right? Stick with me. Please. Do you guys know who Sam Howell has played so far? He's 2-0, right? Who's he played so far? Arizona and Denver. World beaters? Mm-mm. World beaters? Nope. Denver was beating the hell out of them. It was a furious second half comeback for them to sneak out a win there, right? And Arizona? I mean, Arizona just let the Giants run up like four scores on them. The Giants aren't even that good. So right now, you're sitting with Sam Howell, 2-0, after beating two trash teams. Two teams that haven't beaten anyone. So he has two wins against teams that have no wins. 0-4. Now's the time for that person who owns those cards to dump them on you. Or to sell them to you. I don't use the word dump. People pump, dump, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now's the time for that person to sell them. Why? I watch the Raiders. I know I don't watch any games. I've never watched Sam Howell play. I wasn't a Michael Carter fan when he was at UNC. I didn't see him drop off from his sophomore year to his junior year. I didn't watch any of that. I don't watch any of the games, bro. None of them. I don't know what I'm talking about. But what I do know is I watched the Raiders get dismantled this past week. Dismantled by Buffalo. After beating Denver. Sound familiar? So the Raiders beat Denver in a close one. Washington just beat Denver in a close one. Buffalo. Washington goes and plays Buffalo. It's not at Buffalo. I know that's a different story. Buffalo's defense is pretty good. Yeah, week after that, Philly. Philly's defense is pretty good. And they play Philly twice. They play Dallas twice. What are you expecting out of Sam Howell? Are you expecting him to somehow win his division when Philly and Dallas are both in that division with those defenses there? Are you expecting that this year? If you are, I think your expectations need to be reset. That is what I'm saying. I'm saying a 2-0 Sam Howell allows somebody who owns his cards to spin a yarn, to say, this guy is him. He's him. I don't think he's him. He very well may be. Now, if you were to tell me that you think Sam Howell has the tools with the weapons around him, and he's got some weapons, he's got some good wide receivers, he's got some good running backs. I happen to play Brian Robinson this week in fantasy, and dude had a couple touchdowns against me, so that kind of sucked. And he's not even the best weapon by far. But he's got some weapons. He's got a heck of a defense. But is he him? If you were to tell me you think Sam Howell is going to have a good career, that Sam Howell is a playoff quarterback in the next couple of years, I might buy that. I might not even argue that with you because you've seen you've seen Taylor Heinicke have success at quarterback in Washington with the system they have and the defense that they have. So I don't think that that is crazy. What I do think is crazy is people with a 2-0, a card like this, what you see is a little bit of like, oh, he's going to do it. This is the guy. This is the year. This is him. And the prices get a little nuts. And I am here because I have been here year after year after year. People have sent in their life less DMs than I've done episodes. So the DM warriors out there, while I love you, and yeah, some of them were eye-opening for me. Some of them, you know, pretty good. It was like I was back in law school, you know, like making legal arguments. One of the better ones, one of the worst ones called me ignorant, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, not everybody's perfect. I am ignorant sometimes, but not on this, because I've seen it, guys. And, you know, I speak to you from kind of a historical perspective, right? I will say this. Sam Howell's better than a lot of quarterbacks people have prospected in. Hell, you could have bought into Malik Willis last year. You could have been a Will Grier fan. Grier, I think I've heard somebody call him. But I guess this is the time of year to have this conversation, right? Because there are a lot of people who bought quarterbacks in the offseason and are hoping that they could get rid of them. I think many people sold in the preseason, in the lead up. There are some who still have Sam Howell. And this is it. This is your exit window for a Sam Howell, right? Because what are you really expecting here? You have to look at the variables. It's sort of like fantasy. Austin Eckler can get hurt. Aaron Rodgers can blow out his ankle. You can go up against a crazy team this week that just happens to have better players than you, even though your team did well. You know, I mean, there are a lot of variables, and the variable here, the biggest one that I look at, and it's why I believe I was right on Jalen Hurts when I said to sell him last year during that run-up, after telling you you should buy him before the season started, solely because of the schedule. I said in the first 8 or 9 weeks, they'd have at least 7 wins, and they did. They didn't lose because the schedule was easy. You can't overlook the schedule. And I believe that you just had 2 very easy games for Sam Howell. And he almost lost one. So I think the road gets a little bit tougher for him. You know, Philly twice in the next couple of weeks. You know, at Philly in week 4 after Buffalo. Philly again in week 8. Even some of the non-conference games. I mean, they got to play New England. That defense is tough. I know New England hasn't won yet, but that's a tough defense, you know. They play the Jets defense, which is a tough defense. I'm not saying that, you know, he's going to go lose that game, but even their non-conference, their division is really hard. But even their non-conference division, you know, they play some really difficult defenses, some defenses that play very well. So it's something to look at. Desmond Ridder, same exact scenario. You got to look at that. Ridder, I would say, arguably, is one where I wouldn't have as much, I don't call it venom, but I wouldn't have as much, against. But solely because of what quarterback prospecting has become. So Ritter's in an easier division. I still think the Saints win that division. I think Baker Mayfield has been a revelation this. The first 2 weeks, you know, you're making Patrick Mahomes type plays out there. But that division is one that's wide open. I would say Ridder does not have an Eagles or a Cowboys in his division like Howell does. And that's the only thing that I think gives him a slight edge. I just don't think Ridder has the talent that even Howell has, let alone the dozen quarterbacks that I can name that are better. So what does it mean? Young quarterback prospecting in the hobby. Let me tell you guys what I do instead, because I hate people who don't, give you an answer, right? They give you a question, they give you a problem, they don't give you a solution. What I'd be looking this week would be for people who have, I think, that world-beating MVP kind of upside, but have struggled out of the gate, have had an injury, you name it. So I don't know if anybody remembers this, but when Ohtani got injured the first time, I was telling people to buy Ohtani cards because I think he was amazing. You name it, the whole deal, and this would be an opportunity to get in on Ohtani. And anybody who did, probably pretty happy. We saw Mahomes hurt his knee a couple years ago. That was the time to buy Mahomes because he came right back. Some of the stud quarterbacks, like actual QBs who could really win, who could really have those, I don't want to say Tom Brady type career, but everybody's always, you know, comparing to Tom Brady. These guys, guys who have won Super Bowls, guys who have been to Super Bowls. So, talking about Mahomes. Mahomes' first 2 weeks have looked pretty crappy. If you get somebody out there who's got some Mahomes stuff and it's like, oh man, this is, I got to dump this stuff. That's what you got to be looking for. Joe Burrow, another one. But if you're a believer in Joe Burrow, he had an off-season injury. Looks like he re-aggravated it this week. He might even miss Monday night's game this week. He's got like a calf injury. And I'm sure it's the injury is the reason why he doesn't look the same, but he has not looked good this first couple of weeks. Jamar Chase is not a QB, right? As a young quarterback prospecting. But, I mean, Jamar Chase didn't have an injury. He just hasn't had the ball thrown to him, and he hasn't been utilized kind of the same way that he normally is. Justin Jefferson hasn't found the end zone, but he's put up some great stats. You know, quarterback-wise, Trevor Lawrence, if that's your guy. You know, the offense just wasn't there this past week. I mean, that was a completely winnable game against the Chiefs for him, and there was just no offense. So I like to consider myself – from a hobby standpoint, sort of a contrarian. It's the same thing as far as, you know, my investments in life. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, guys. And I'm not telling you the way to do it. I'm just telling you the way that I do it. And the way that I do it is I try to find quality that's beaten down. And usually it's got some warts. So I've told you a couple times now about buying Verizon stock, right? The phone, you know, my cell phone. They got a bunch of debt, just like Joe Burrow has some injuries. But it's been beaten down. It's fallen out of favor. Most people are selling it. I tend to think that tide turns. So in the hobby, if everybody is looking to buy, that's when I'm selling. Because we've talked about this, right? It's like anything else in the world, right? Supply and demand. Supply and demand. If you have a liquid asset, you're going to get more for it when there's more demand. There's more demand when everybody's looking to buy it. So if you're a buyer, you probably don't want to buy at the same time everybody else is buying because that raises the price. That's when you want to be a seller because when you can sell when there's more than one person looking to buy, when there's multiple people looking to buy what you have, necessarily that competition is going to increase the price that you get for it. So my take on the prospecting side, on the investing side of the hobby, if you ever want to go there, is I'm looking for quality assets that have, you know, that have fallen for some reason. Those are the way that, and I try to ride those back up. Make sense? I hope it does. Now, to take it home, I guess I have to apologize to anybody who was upset by this stuff. Including the folks in my DMs. And here's why. I do come on here several times a week and talk about the hobby. I do come on here several times a week and talk about cards. And sometimes I forget how widespread those posts and stories and stuff go. You know, between my two Instagram accounts, I got 15,000 followers. Close. Yeah, I mean, almost 15,000 followers. By the time you listen to this, it might be 15,000 between the two. And that's a lot. Plus subscribers on YouTube and, you know, the episodes have been downloaded well over a million times. And that's a lot. And sometimes I do forget that when I just drop a quick like, oh, Sam Howell, seller's not your friend. And here's why I say I apologize. Because just last week, I did an episode that was entitled Hobby Your Own Way. Run your race and put the blinders on and don't look at what somebody else is doing. Run your race, get down the lane like Usain Bolt and don't look at what the other people in the other lanes are doing, you're going to get to your finish line. You're going to run your own race. And I never thought about it, but what I realized as I woke up to do this episode is I'm in the other lane in this situation. I'm the person you should be ignoring. I'm the person you should put your blinders on and run your own race. I'm the distraction. I'm out there telling people who may be looking to buy Sam Howell, don't buy your Sam Howells. I'm out there making a commentary on, you know, Sam Howell sellers and Ritter sellers. And if you saw that, what I would tell you today is ignore it. Have a laugh and run your race. If you think Sam Howell is the next guy and you want to buy that Sam Howell card and you have conviction in your theory and your thesis, go ahead and do it. If you're selling Sam Howell to somebody and think that my post in some way was, casting an aspersion on you for the third time this episode, I'll apologize to you. Not the goal. The goal is discourse. The goal is conversation. Maybe a little levity to it. Maybe a little like we can laugh at that. And I guess from where I sit, a reminder to the folks out there of what has happened previously. When you have a young QB that people are investing in that doesn't necessarily Paxton Lynch, I mean, doesn't necessarily pan out. I really dug deep in because it's PA, pan out, Paxton, PA. I mean, there are a lot of other quarterbacks I could come up with, but that was an interesting little like lead in right there. So, yeah, man, I mean, I'm not perfect. I do come on here and talk about this. I'm not a huge fan of young quarterback prospecting just because there are so many people who do it right now that the prices being paid for these young quarterbacks is almost unjustifiable. Even if they go out there and kill it. Even if they go out there and have a Jalen Hurts last year type season this year, the upside is so small by comparison to the significant drop in value that is going to happen, I believe, for the majority of these quarterbacks that people are prospecting in. But I'll never tell you what to do. And to go back to the person in my DMs that, you know, I do want to give credit to, I lose 80% of my investment every Friday when I open Wax. And yet the following week, I walk in smiling and give my LCS a high five. So if you're out there quarterback prospecting because that's what the way you hobby, because you think buying Wax is silly, and that if I'm going to go out there and invest money and know I'm going to lose 80% in it, I might as well go buy the quarterbacks. Because just like I have that chance to hit a home run, maybe you have that chance to hit a home run if you pick the right quarterback. Run your race. Don't let this guy in the other lane distract you. Have a good day, guys. Talk to you soon.